This is Unit 17 of Pimsleur's Mandarin 3.
请听下面的对话。
今天有一个很重要的会，对吧？
对，国际部的每个人都参加。
可是马先生不能参加。
为什么？
因为他去南京出差了。
他什么时候回来？
星期五。您今天需要麦克风吗？
不需要。
请再听一次。
今天有一个很重要的会，对吧？
对，国际部的每个人都参加。
可是马先生不能参加。
为什么？
因为他去南京出差了。
他什么时候回来？
星期五。您今天需要麦克风吗？
不需要。
请说。
I'm hungry.
我肚子饿。饿。我肚子饿。
Remember, this is literally, I stomach hungry.
请说您肚子饿。
我肚子饿。
请说。
But we now don't have free time.
可是我们现在没有空。
How's the preparation for the meeting?
怎么问？
会准备的怎么样了？的怎么样了？会准备的怎么样了？
请说。
I'm in the midst of preparing for it.
我正在准备。正在。
Everyone will participate in the meeting.
怎么说？
每个人都参加会。参加。每个人都。
再说一次。
Everyone, or every person all.
每个人都。
Could everyone participate in this meeting?
每个人都能参加这个会吗？
The people in the international department.
怎么说？
国际部的人。
现在请问。
Could all the people in the international department participate in this meeting?
国际部的人都能参加这个会吗？国际部的人都。
Mr. Jones couldn't participate.
Jones 先生不能参加。
试试说。
He's going to be traveling on business.
他要出差。出差。他要出差。
The people in the international department are very busy, aren't they?
国际部的人很忙，是吧？国际部的人很忙，是吧？
That's right. They often participate in meetings.
是的，他们常常参加会。
再问一次。
How is the preparation of the meeting coming along?
会准备的怎么样了？
help.
怎么说？
帮忙，帮忙。
How does she ask if you need any help?
需要帮忙吗？
回答
：It's too good of you to offer.
太好了，太好了。
Now your secretary asks, need a microphone?
需要麦克风吗？
No thanks.
不需要，谢谢。
The meeting is over and the reception is about to begin. A colleague says, I'm not participating in the reception.
我不参加招待会。招待会。
现在请说。
I couldn't participate in the reception.
我不能参加招待会。我不能。
I have a fever.
我发烧。我发烧。
I also have a sore throat, or my throat also hurts.
我喉咙也疼。我喉咙也疼。
Tell her that's really too bad.
真糟糕。真糟糕。
Now you're speaking with another colleague.
请说。
I'm hungry.
我肚子饿。我肚子饿。
I too am hungry.
我也肚子饿。
I'm thirsty.
请跟着说。
我口渴。渴，口，口渴。
Thirsty is pronounced with two falling, rising tones.
请说。
I'm thirsty.
我口渴，口渴。
First, let's offer a toast.
怎么说？
首先，让我们干杯。首先，
请说。
I'm thirsty.
我口渴。我口渴。
Let's
怎么说？
让。
Let's drink something.Literally, let us drink something.
让我们喝一点东西。让我们喝一点东西。
You might also say this differently.
请问。
Let's drink something, okay?
喝一点东西。好吗?
In that sentence, let us is understood. Say again, let's offer a toast.
让我们干杯。让我们干杯。
让
is often used to make proposals or to extend an invitation. In this way, say again, let's drink something.
让我们喝一点东西。
试试说
I too am thirsty.
我也口渴。口渴。我也口渴。
Let's offer a toast.
让我们干杯。
Cheers.
干杯。
It's another day, and you tell your secretary, I have to go to Mr. Chun's office. Office.
怎么说?
办公室。办公室。
试试说。
I have to go to Mr. Chun's office.
我得去陈先生的办公室。
现在请问。
It's in the Wang Fu Jing building, correct?
在王府井大楼,对吧?大楼。王府井大楼。在王府井大楼,对吧?
Listen to her answer. Earlier, it was in the Wang Fu Jing building.
以前在王府井大楼。
In saying this, she's telling you that you are wrong, and it isn't in the Wang Fu Jing building. Here, an explanation is considered more polite than the answer, no, or in this case, incorrect. Using context to indicate the past, say, earlier, it was in the Wang Fu Jing building.
以前在王府井大楼。以前在王府井大楼。
Now it's in the Chang'an building.
现在在长安大楼。
His office has moved. First, the word.Move.
请跟着说。
搬。搬。
The tone is high level.
搬。再说一次。
搬。陈先生的办公室搬了。
试试说。
Mr. Chun's office has moved.
陈先生的办公室搬了。搬了。
To the Chang'an building.
请听。
到长安大楼。到。
请说。
To the Chang'an building, or literally, until the Chang'an building.
到长安大楼。搬到长安大楼了。
再说一次。
It has moved to the Chang'an building.
搬到长安大楼了。
请说。
Earlier, his office was in the Wang Fu Jing building.
以前他的办公室在王府井大楼。他的办公室在王府井大楼。
再说一次。
It has moved to the Chang'an building.
搬到长安大楼了。
You ask for the room number, but she doesn't know it and suggests you ask for help after you get there. Reception desk.
怎么说?
接待处。
试试说。
You'll have to ask at the reception desk.
您得问接待处。您得问接待处。
Suppose you're on the street now, trying to find the Chang'an building. Ask someone passing by where it is.
请问长安大楼在哪儿?
Over there, there's a policeman.
怎么说?
那儿有一位警察。那儿有一位警察。
Please ask that policeman.
请问那位警察。那位警察。
You eventually reach the Chang'an building. Ask someone in the lobby. Please allow me to ask, where is Mr. Chun's office?
请问陈先生的办公室在哪儿？
Please ask at the reception desk.
请问接待处。接待处。
Ask where the reception desk is.
接待处在哪儿？
试试说
The reception desk has moved.
接待处搬了。搬了。
It's over there.
在那儿。
Now you're finally at Mr. Chun's office. After greeting you, his secretary asks, Would you like to drink a little tea?
您想喝一点茶吗?
Thirsty.
怎么说?
口渴。我口渴。
现在请说。
Okay, thanks. I am thirsty.
好,谢谢。我口渴。我口渴。
Referring to everyone in the office, ask, when did you move? Use
是的。
你们是什么时候搬的？你们是什么时候搬的？
Remember,
是的
is used to ask and answer questions about the details of a past action. In the same way, answer, we moved last month.
我们是上个月搬的。
Mr. Chun's company has several locations, and you want to know where his colleague, Mr. Wang, is now. Ask if Mr. Wang is still located in Beijing.
王先生还在北京吗？王先生还在北京吗？
请说。
Earlier, his office was in the Wang Fujing building.
以前他的办公室在王府井大楼。
She wants to tell you that he moved to Nanjing last month. Here you use
了
because the main point you're making is that he moved, not where to.
试试说
He moved to Nanjing last month.
他上个月搬到南京了。他上个月搬到南京了。
Now the secretary brings you to a conference room where you see Mr. Chun sitting with a group of people. How does he welcome you?
欢迎光临。欢迎光临。
Listen and repeat how he says, please sit down.
请坐。坐。坐。请坐。坐。
Is pronounced with a falling tone. Here it means sit or sit down.
再说一次。
Please sit down.
请坐。坐。
This is the same word used to say, for example, take the subway.
坐地铁去。
When you say this, it's like saying, sit on the subway to go. Using this word, Mr. Chun says, Mr. Carter, please sit down.
Carter 先生请坐。请坐。
Your office moved.
怎么说？
你们的办公室搬了。搬了。
Ask, when did you move?
你们是什么时候搬的？搬的。是什么时候搬的？
We moved last month.
我们是上个月搬的。
Now he asks if you'd like to drink something.
您想喝一点东西吗？
Okay, thanks. I am thirsty.
好，谢谢。我口渴。我口渴。
Suppose you've been put in charge of the preparations for a business reception. How does Mr. Chun ask you how these are going?
招待会准备的怎么样了？招待会准备的怎么样了？
Tell him, I'm in the midst of preparing for it.
我正在准备。正在。
Need any help?
需要帮忙吗？帮忙。回答。
It's too good of you to offer.
太好了。太好了。
Now you ask Mr. Chun what he and the others were talking about when you arrived. He answers, we're discussing America.
请听。我们正在说美国。
Listen and repeat, we're discussing.
我们正在说。说。正在。我们正在说。请说。
We're discussing, or we're in the midst of speaking.
我们正在说。
Mr. Carter, please sit down.
Carter 先生，请坐。
We're discussing America.
我们正在说美国。
Is someone going to take a business trip?
请跟着说。
谁要出差吗？谁？ 谁？
再说一次。
Someone。
谁？谁？
请问
，Is someone going to take a business trip？
谁要出差吗？
试试问
，Is someone going to take a business trip to America？
谁要出差去美国吗？
How does your colleague say, I'd very much like to go to America?
我很想去美国。
But I now have too much work.
可是我现在有太多工作了。太多工作。我现在有太多工作了。
Ask Mrs. Wang, is someone going to take a business trip to America?
谁要出差去美国吗？
是的。
Suppose another colleague, Mr. Xu, arrives late. How does Mrs. Wang tell him to please sit down?
请坐，舒先生，请坐。
He comments on the new office, asking, "When did you move?"
你们是什么时候搬的？是什么时候搬的？
We moved last month.
我们是上个月搬的。
And how would he say, we moved to the Chang'an building?
我们搬到长安大楼了。到长安大楼了。我们搬到长安大楼了。
Now say, we're discussing America.
我们正在说美国。我们正在说美国。
How does Mr. Xu ask, is someone going to go to America?
谁要去美国吗？谁要去美国吗？
Ask him if he'd like to go.
您想去吗？您想去美国吗？舒先生想去美国吗？
He agrees. After the meeting, appetizers and drinks are served. I'm hungry.
怎么说？
我肚子饿。我肚子饿。
现在请说。
I'm thirsty.
我口渴。我口渴。
First, let's offer a toast.
首先，让我们干杯。首先，让我们干杯。
干杯。
干杯。
This is the end of Unit 17. This is the end of today's lesson. When you continue with the next unit tomorrow, please begin with track number 2.